I can hear myself. That is better.
I can hear me. Into the unknown. Into the unknown.
Do you ever not have energy? I'm genuinely interested. Like, do you ever have a day where you're like, I'm just feeling a bit tired today?
No. Can I finish that as well?
Sorry.
Into the unknown. No,
please,
I don't.
Please keep the music.
Okay. Odelio Original Podcast. Eurovish
Hunt with Lee and Lewis. Hello, hello, hello. It's Lewis here.
Hello, it is Lee. Back again, are we? Back again. Third episode.
You're excited, aren't you?
I don't know what's going on. I'm very excited. It's because we've got a lot of great guests on today, so I'm very excited to, get them played out. And also talking to past UK entrant Michael Rice.
It certainly is a good episode today, if I do say so myself. Sorry to just big up our podcast. Like Lee said, Michael Rice is with us. Megara, who are San Marino's entry. Benjamin Ingrosso is going to be here. And Isaac from Germany too, which I will say right now is my favourite interview from London Eurovision Party. And that is bigging you up, Lee, because it's Lee's interview. But I think it is so full of emotion. So if you do anything today, stick with us and make sure you hear Isaac from Germany, because that is a nice little listen that. Also, we are going to be doing the second round of the quiz. So get ready to hear us fail. It's where Lee and me are battling to see who is more knowledgeable on Eurovision.
Battling, more like slapping at this point, to be honest with you. It's not really a battle. It's more like, oh, we got that one wrong. That's a wrong one.
Just more like failing, really. Hopefully, the Eurovision acts will not be failing on the rehearsals that begin on Saturday. That has come around so quickly. We are now on rehearsals week.
I can't believe that. They're starting to get over there, starting to fly in and starting to, well, have a look at the Malmo stage for the first time, which is absolutely mental, really, to be honest with you. Like, that stadium is literally transformed now into what you're going to see on Malmo week.
It literally feels like yesterday that we were talking about all the boxes going up.
And now they're there, all lighting up, all ready to go. Ah, cannot wait to see what country does what with any of them. As in, you know, it's got to be a big light show for Sweden, as we talked to Marcus and Martinez.
They always put on a good show, so I've got my fingers crossed for a good one in Malmo for... Oh, you're right there.
That's me old bones just coming in, sorry.
That's Lee's bones creaking. Just a bit of context. Lee is 60.
I've literally collapsed.
I'm joking. Context, that was Lee playing with the microphone arms.
I like to play with the arms, to be honest. Right, let's get on with you, because I feel like we're going into radio geeky nerdiness now. Let's get on with this, shall we?
Yes. Are you sure you want to get on with it?
No, let's talk about my old bones even more, shall we? That's
So me and Lee managed to walk all the way to from London Euston to the London Eurovision Bath, even though his bones creak like that, and speak to Michael Rice. I say we did, it's you had a little speak to Michael Rice.
Can I quickly say, it's less of a speak, more of a sing-along. Everything that he said mainly was him just singing his answer, which is absolutely fantastic. We spoke about, obviously, his time in Eurovision 2019 and what he thought about it. We talked about some things possibly in the future. And of course, we needed to touch on his American Idol audition, where he made Katy Perry, Lionel Richie and Luke Bryan dance. And half of them started crying from his audition. Now, that is what he called a star. You look like a pop star. You sound like a pop star. You are a pop star.
All right, Louis Wolf. Eurovish
Hunts. It's Michael Rice, everybody.
Michael Rice.
I'm back. You know, talent show icon these days.
Oh, reality TV.
What haven't you done?
I don't know.
Big Brother.
Please tell me you're thinking about Big Brother.
Imagine.
Ooh, next year, Big Brother. Celebrity Big Brother.
Imagine.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
I'll be in the garden smoking.
Now, tell us about 2019. How was Eurovision for you?
Yeah, it was the best experience ever. It's a once in a lifetime, and just coming back here is just like reliving all them memories. So it's really cool, man. Eurovision's the biggest thing in the world, so I'm glad I got the opportunity to do it when I did. So.
And have you seen Ollie yet? Have you given him any words of wisdom?
I haven't seen Ollie yet. I've been talking to the BBC team, but hopefully I'll see him later with Rylan and everyone. So
what's the advice that you would give Ollie?
Literally just take it all in. It happens so fast. It all comes down to 3 minutes on the stage.
Yeah.
Just enjoy everything. This is the moment, literally. So yeah.
Take it all in.
Take it all in. Don't mess up your song.
What's your most memorable moment from Eurovision in the past?
Ooh. incredible. So definitely like Bucks Fears, like obviously like ABBA and everyone. Obviously watching like when Lorraine first won, I was just a teenager, like so we'd all be like at home, like drinking on the back. Euphoria. But yeah, they're the moments that like I'll never forget. And then getting the opportunity to do it is just like, is this even real?
If we had to take Ollie out of the equation, what country this year you're going, wow, that
I
is
love
the one.
Nuta. She's amazing. I'm a firefighter. Nuta, Nemo, Switzerland. Incredible. What an artist.
Yeah, I know. And what a diverse song as well.
There's a lot of everything going on. A bit of rap, a bit of everything in there.
Now, I can't let you go without asking you.
Yeah.
American Idol. You had all three judges.
Yeah.
Katy Perry, Lana Richie, Luke Bryan on their feet, nearly crying.
Literally,
how was
crazy.
That?
Oh, it was like the most mental experience. Like growing up, I'd watch it on TV, but like on YouTube.
Yeah.
Watch all the auditions and stuff, like Jennifer Hudson and all that. Then when the opportunity came, I was like, God, I've got to do it. I'll just go and do it. And then to walk in the room and see Lionel Richie and Katy Perry standing up and Lionel's crying and everything, and I was like, oh.
Honestly, but, the gays and nays were shook. When that voice came out, we knew you had a good voice anyways, but that song was incredible.
I thought, like, this time I've really got to do it now, so.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I feel like after that, we should just be singing the rest of the podcast. I love that he just was singing at every moment. What a guy.
I think we should do it.
What do you think? Dreadful.
Right.
I think we should not do that. We'll leave it to Michael Rice, shall we?
He was absolutely full of energy. And when we say actually Eurovision is such a catapult into stardom, he's done so many talent shows. He's done The X Factor. He's done that one with the light up and the 100 to 1.
Oh.
Where Jimmy Collins did it as well. I can't remember the name of the show now. And then he's done, obviously, Eurovision. Then he's gone over to American Idol. It really does launch you into... like stardom. What
did you say? Launch you?
No, so I have a problem with my word. I say launch.
Yeah,
so it sounds like a northern launch. So when I say launch,
you're from Brighton though.
I know I am. I know, it's just a word I can't say properly.
Right,
so yeah, you can say...
sorry I just was I thought you said something about lunch then.
Would you like some lunch? So yeah, he has literally been propelled into stardom, and good for him for making Katy Perry cry.
He's definitely does. You want Katy Perry crying, that's all you're here for.
Too right.
Yeah, he's done some big things since Eurovision. And I love, we were talking about this last week actually, not taking yourself too seriously. And I love that he was like, don't mess up your song, and just had a little giggle because he didn't do so well in terms of points.
Mm.
But again, the same with Lucy Jones, same with, you know, even James Newman, when I think about actually that is quite a bop in terms of a radio-friendly tune.
Oh, yeah.
I really don't look back on some of our entries with like a bad view. And I don't know why that is. Maybe that's just because I'm quite a nostalgic person, or I've seen their stardom since and I thought, well, it was all worth it kind of thing.
You could have had Katie Price on stage in 2008. So 2008?
Was that the plan?
That was literally, she was part of the... BBC Make Your Mind Up show, and she came second. So it could have been Katie Price.
I know. Poof, fishy. Is that her? Not her getting up on stage.
No, we're
going,
not having this.
Fishy.
Yeah, not having this. Not today.
John O'Lassand watching going, what the bloody hell's going on with the UK this year?
But yeah, absolutely like Michael. Absolutely loving. I think he did a fantastic job and literally still high on life.
Yeah, definitely like full of life. And so were Megara, who we spoke to. Again, you spoke to. This is a very much a you episode.
Can I quickly say, we had a Gadio banner up, and as they turned around, they were like, Gadio. They were like, I was like, yes, it's a station for LGBTQ+ people around the UK. They were like, oh, we love that. We want to be this station. And I was like, you can be. That's fine.
Eurovision Hunts.
We're
ready.
Thank you very much. We're the UK's LGBTQ+ station.
Yeah.
So we are literally for the gays and the theys. And now you. Fantastic.
I'm single.
Megara, San Marino, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Tell me about your story here, because it was Benidorm Fest last year, try for Benidorm Fest this year, but then went over to San Marino. How did that come about?
Yeah, as you say, we went in Benidorm Fest the last year with Arcadia.
Mm-hmm.
So we get the fourth position and we were very happy with that position, but we were not going to Eurovision and we went to go to Eurovision. So we said we are going the next year again to try it. We try again in Benidorm Fest and we cannot, they don't accept us in Benidorm Fest this year. So we said, what can we do with our song now? So we see in San Marino, they accept an international artist to make their proposal. And we said, well, why not? And we sent the song, and here we are.
So for non-Spanish speakers, what is the song about, 1111?
The song is about, you know, 1111 is a magic number. When you see in the clock, you have to make a wish.
Oh.
Yes. So our wish was go to Eurovision with the song, and that's one of the part of the title and, the song. And the other part is we want to make a song for all the Euro fans that gave you all the love with Arcadia the last year.
Yeah.
And this song is for them. You know, it's talking about we are very proud for the love we get from them. And it's for them and for you also, of course.
How are you feeling about your semi-final? Confidence?
Yeah, well, we're always confident. We really believe in ourselves. So we'll be just ourselves and we'll see what happens.
All of you on stage, you're absolutely magic. Every single time I see your performance, perfect.
You
absolutely perfect. Thank you so much for joining
me.
Congratulations, have a fun night.
Thanks so
thank
much.
Thank you very much. Hello, Dave.
Hiya, you all right, love?
Yeah, we're good.
What are you doing back here?
Yeah, what are you doing back here?
I don't know. I'm very busy and important, so I hope you've dragged me in for something decent.
Of course we have. You've had bleeding Benjamin Ingrosso on The Breakfast Show, haven't you?
Bloody hell. I'm not used to this sort of language, you see, when it's not on Brigadier Breakfast bleeding. Thank God it's on a podcast. I'm normally very well spoken, you see.
Is that a bit gory for morning radio?
It's a bit gory for morning radio. We wouldn't have that kind of filthy language, I tell you,
just
Lewis.
To clarify, Benjamin Ingrosso was absolutely fine. No first aid needed. He was not bleeding.
No, he wasn't.
It's British terminology.
He was, however, I got to speak to him ahead of a performance that he was doing. He's obviously done this track with Ollie Alexander. He's done the remix of Kite. That sounds really good. I think they're doing another track together. They want to do more together. And he was actually backstage at the number... Well, is it number one? Yeah, I guess that's subject.
I'd say it's the most iconic in terms of like, yeah, I'd say it's the most iconic in terms of like name recognisability.
If you said the club and you said the name, you go, oh yeah, that's it.
That's a good save, Lewis Wyatt. Thank you very much. Mm. He was actually backstage at Heaven nightclub in London because he was going to perform there. And you know what? It was really nice because he obviously appreciates the gays and theys and the support that we do provide. But do you know what else I found out?
Mm.
So he's quite stylish. He's come a long way since that 2018 performance.
He looked like a twink and now he looks like, because he's got the long hair and a bit of a beard, I'm like, ooh.
He's had the like glow up, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely.
Would you say mask for mask?
I would say mask for mask.
He's gone from twink. He's in otter territory now, I think.
Let's just say he's a good looking chappy.
Yeah, he's a good looking chappy, very lovely. But do you know what? I feel like the gays also have a part to play in this because I think it's like his stylist or it's possibly his like creative director or something like that. He's a drag queen called Dennis. No joke.
I'm laughing this up.
Yeah, no joke. I didn't actually get to speak to him. I was like, oh my God, Ben, will you... Oh, is it Benji? Oh no, they call him Benji. Yeah, Benji.
Oh, Benji, like, for sure.
I was like, Benji. I was like, where's Dennis? I need to speak to Dennis. And he wasn't there and he was like in the loo or something.
So wait, are you doing nicknames with Benjamin Ingrosso now? So did you call him Benji?
No, it's just because he said that other people call him Benji. So I was like, obviously going to call him Benji. I was like, hi, Benji. I'm Jackie. You're listening and you don't know who Jackie is. Jackie's my drag alter ego. She's very famous. She's very she's known all around the towns and everything.
I've heard
she is
as well.
I've heard she is. I'm desperate to hear this. Should we get it on?
Yeah, let's do it. Eurovish Hans. I first obviously became aware of you when I was in Lisbon in 2018. You were representing Sweden for the first time in Eurovision. We danced you off. I cannot tell you the amount of times I streamed that song after Eurovision.
Oh, that's amazing.
I don't know why. It was just so catchy. And I think it was because I was like having major Eurovision blues. So then when I played Dance You Off, I would just be like, imagine that I was still there again and just like loving my life.
And having a bandanata.
I was a bit down. Thank you for that. And you are like quite the, you're from, I'm going to say like, it feels like you're from some sort of Swedish dynasty of music and entertainment and acting and everybody basically in your family seems to be famous.
Yeah, almost. Yeah. I think you're a bit right about that. Yeah. We're all in the culture industry, at least.
But let's focus on your music. You are back this year. You've been teaming up with Ollie Alexander, who's representing this year. I feel like once you do Eurovision, you're like in the family now. How does that feel for you? Because obviously, you know, you want to be like, you know, you're doing your thing, you're doing new music, which is great. We're going to get into that. How attached do you still feel to Eurovision?
Like, I mean, I'm a huge fan of the show. I watch it every single year. And I was just in Italy a few weeks ago and did some promo for Kite, my new song. And I met the whole like Sanremo team, basically. And my cousin was competing this year, Diodato. So it was also fun to see the... Because, you know, in Sweden, we have Melodifestivalen, which is like the pre-show in before the Eurovision. Mm-hmm. So it was to see the Italian version of that and like meet all the artists that... Because, I mean, Sanremo was insane this year. I think it was so good. So the fact that like none of those songs except for one is not in Eurovision also feels like, wow, then I can just imagine how great the songs are that does not come to Eurovision is or are. So I'm a huge fan of the whole contest and the festival in general. I think it's just a few months where people just show some love and thanks to music, basically. Mm. And I have to say, I think it was the perfect choice for you guys to pick Ollie Alexander, because I think his song is amazing. And I think he's, you know, he's so talented and he will nail those 3 minutes in the contest for sure.
I mean, that's coming from experience because, you know, you've had to do it yourself. So have you managed to give Ollie any advice, you know, giving him any top tips about what to expect?
I mean, the only thing I said to him was to not take it too seriously and just have fun. And I mean, although you're representing your country, it's about showing love and enjoy yourself and have fun and meet a lot of colleagues and see different cultures. So that's the only thing I said to him, was just to make sure to enjoy yourself and have fun.
We need to talk about your latest tune, or it was out Friday the 5th, Better Days. It's it's really joyful.
For me to finally release that song, it's also the name of the tour that I'm on at the moment. It's about, you know, it's about being positive and a bit naive and just like have a lot of hope and see them better days ahead.
Yeah, I think a lot of people want to hear that sort of message at the moment, you know, because when we see a lot of dark things happening in the world...
We only see dark things.
We see a lot of... Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And I guess that's what Eurovision is about as well, just to link it back to that, is that despite 100%. These dark things happening, we come together in spite of that and we celebrate music. It's nice to... I guess that you really are truly Eurovision through and through. Would you say that was a douze pois, that little chat there, Lee?
Oh, I think that is definitely a douze pois.
He can pronounce douze pois, but he can't pronounce Ingrosso. It took him about 10 hours to perfect it.
Benjamin Ingrosso. Oh,
yes.
I rolled my R.
Representing Italia.
Ingrosso.
Yeah. What is it about Benjamin Ingrosso and his family, though? Because his entire family's famous.
Oh, I know. You've got Sebastian Ingrosso from Swedish House Mafia.
Yeah, who else? Yeah.
The other Swedish House Mafia.
She's done her research. No, literally, he's like his parents, his uncles, his cousins, everybody. He's famous in his family. But it's also Sebastian's his cousin.
That was it, yeah.
Yeah,
that
was his brother.
Oh, love him. Really love him. Also, we dragged you back for the quiz.
Dragged me back again. I will drag you back into it as well. That's
God's sake.
Right. Nice to have you here, by the way.
Thank you for inviting me back to oversee this tomfoolery and complete and utter rubbish.
Yeah.
The last time we were in the studio together, we saw Lee Barnes unexpectedly take the crown for the first round.
I'll crossing be that finish line, do you know what I mean?
Well done for you.
Thank you.
With 2 points to Lewis Wyatt's one.
All right.
To be fair to Lewis Wyatt, he was only born 3 days ago.
Yeah, took out the umbilical cord and everything.
We are back around.
Mum's just there.
I was wondering if that was what was in his pants there, actually. So I was just pleased to see me. It's his umbilical cord, Lewis.
His umbilical cord. You wonder why we call Dave Mother. It's
absolutely disgusting. Right, but we are back for round two of the Eurovision quiz. Gays, are we ready?
Yes. Yeah. That was good. German.
Yes, correct.
You need to come up with more languages if you're going to start doing it.
See.
How many languages do you know in Lee Barnes?
Right. Yeah, German.
That's great.
See. Yes. French.
Yeah, you got that one.
Heg.
Oh, where's that from?
It's Sweden.
Say that one again.
Hag.
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 Is that what they have on the back of the shirt?
I told
IKEA.
You to stop calling Dave a hag.
Oh, yeah, it might be. Is it because of IKEA? Yeah, hi. No, that's hi.
You stupid cow.
Can I have a table slut, please?
A table slut?
It's only got those weird names in it. A table
I told
slut.
You to stop calling me that.
Yeah, I was going to say. Right, table sluts, come on. It's time for round two of the Eurovision quiz. Who represented Australia in their debut entry to Eurovision? You get 2 points.
Two?
If you get the name of the song right and if you get the name of the artist.
No! I had the song in my head.
That's not the correct answer. No, it's not the correct
Sorry,
answer.
I can't say that.
So, Lee, what did you write down?
So, I remember because I used to like him beforehand and he had a really cool hat. I know it's Sebastian something.
Lewis, what did you write down for your
I
answer?
I put Loreen with Loreen.
I'm afraid that is not correct, Lewis, either. Lee, you did get one of the names right. It was Guy Sebastian.
That's it!
But you are not going to receive any points.
Brutal! But he had a really nice hat.
Okay, so question two of this round, question seven. Hera Björk is competing for Iceland this year. But what year did she first compete? And what was the song called? 2 points, 10 seconds to answer both of these questions. The concentration on both of these faces is quite something. Okay, I want both of your answers now. Lewis, Wyatt.
I don't have a clue. I'm saying 2011.
Right.
And I think her song this year is Scared of Heights. Am I right in saying?
That's this year. What was this song?
Yeah, so I think I think her song was Scared of Spiders.
Right, okay. So 0 points for you, Lewis.
Well, it might be like about what she's scared about. This is the theme, you know. Next year's song will be Scared of Fast Roller Coasters.
What are you scared of, Lewis? That's what I want to know.
This quiz.
So I'm saying the year was 2002.
Yes.
But then I forgot the song, so I just put, because it's Iceland, Chicken Dippers £1.
Oh, dear me. Both of you absolutely failing at this one. Hera Björk is competing for Iceland this year. She first competed in 2010.
Oh, I was so close.
You were
so
close.
Oh,
with
wow.
With that guess that you plucked out of nowhere.
Yeah.
With the song Je Ne Sais Quoi.
Oh!
Je Ne Sais Quoi! Spell Eleni Ferreira. Right.
Is it spelled like Ferrero Rocher?
Try and play along with this one, actually. Can you do it in 10 seconds? Right, okay. I'm going to go to Lewis Wyatt. Can you spell Eleni Ferreira to me?
E-I-L-I-E...
I'm just after the second letter. No.
A.
Thank you.
Lee Barnes.
E-L-E-N-I.
Yeah, right.
F-O-U. R-I-E-R-A.
Do you know what? Weirdly enough, Lee Barnes was the closest.
Which
there.
Is really which, odd because he can't even say his own name sometimes.
I can't even read. But the correct spelling is E-L-E-N-I-F-O-U-R-E-I-R-A.
Oh, well done.
I was one.
Well done.
No, I needed to
you
swap
were really, rounds. Really close, Eleni Ferreira. But I'm sorry. You both lose 2 points.
Oh, that is so gutted.
When was the last Eurovision You Decide programme on the BBC? 10 seconds.
I love these questions, honestly. But I also hate them. Right.
Because Melfest still going strong, really showing the rest of Europe how to do it.
Yep. Oh, God.
Eurovision You Decide never quite got off the starting block. Lee Barnes, your answer, please.
So I'm going with 2017.
All right, okay. And Lewis, come on.
I've put 2019.
I'm afraid.
I think it's 2018.
The answer is 2019.
Oh!
Lewis Wyatt, you got the first question correct. I don't know how long. Get one of those, darling.
Stop the vote. Stop the vote.
Wow. Final question for this round. Jade Ewan represented the UK in 2009 with It's My Time. Can anyone give me a little rendition of that?
It's my time, it's my time, my moment. It's when she nearly got whacked by the violin guy.
Put that clip in there. Will we get that clip?
Well, you just ruined the flipping question.
Go on, call
you
it.
Just ruined no, no, no. it.
Write it down. Write it down. We both need the points. We both need the points. So write it down now.
Say what famous mishap happened on stage during the live grand final?
Here we go. Here we go. Beep. Beep. Face. Beep. Beep. Go.
What's even the flipping point?
I've put hit by violin.
Right. Do you know what?
And I've put hit by violin in face.
You both get. You can both share that point. You can get half a point each.
Yeah, 0.5.
Both of you do have a grand total of half a point each. This is a running total. Can you claw it back for the final round? Tune in next week.
Need a little jingle.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you can make that.
Yeah. All right.
See you, Dave.
Bye, right. Dave.
Bye.
Au revoir. Eurovish Hans.
Jingle in production.
Jingle is now in, by the way. Love that. Absolute chaos, that, wouldn't it? Absolute chaos.
0.5 each currently. We've gone backwards from last week.
It's honestly, I can't get over it. I was so close with Eleni Ferreira as well. What did you say? Is it like Freya Rocher?
Yeah, sorry. spelling is not my area of expertise. After that German that you did just saying hello, it's got me in the mood for Isaac from
Danke.
Germany.
Danke.
Yeah.
Which I did catch up with at the London Eurovision party a couple of weeks ago. His song is very emotional. It feels like a bit Rag and Bowman-ish. You know what I mean? As in like a lot of emotion in there. But when you meet him, he is the most loveliest, laughiest guy I have ever met. He would not stop laughing and he was absolutely amazing.
I don't think laughiest is a word.
It is now. Laughiest.
Spell laughiest.
L-A-U.
We'll be back in a moment.
Right. Eurovish
Hans. It's Isaac from Germany, everybody. Hi.
Hi.
Now, my partner is German and he would kill me if I didn't start the interview off the right way. Have you gets?
Mir geht's gut, wie geht's dir?
Ah, yeah, sehr gut. Danke. That's all I know. strong start from me here. How has your Eurovision journey been so far?
It was a lot of fun. It was, like, pretty stressy. Mm-hmm. I won't lie.
Yeah.
But, it's more fun.
Yeah.
It's more fun. The fun part is the biggest, definitely. You get to know so many lovely people. And, I can't really describe it. Yeah. You know, it's so much positivity happening in my life right now. I have a perfect team. They're doing so great work. And I don't have to care about anything at all. I'm able to be in the moment wherever I am.
Yeah.
Because I don't have to think about what's happening next, because everyone around me, they are perfect organized, while I'm such a messy. I can just totally lift my ADHD and do whatever I'm feeling like in the moment. And it's like every other thing that is like hard or I don't know, too much structure for me. I have people around me who do it perfectly. And I never felt so held in my life,
yeah.
You know? It's very, very beautiful.
Oh, and your song's called Always on the Run.
Yeah.
So I need to ask you, what are you always on the run for? Because myself personally, it is literally just day-to-day responsibility.
Yeah.
So what are you running from?
It's also some sort of responsibility. But I think it's a lot of things. Because, you know, I have my problem with I have some hyper-focus issues. But it's not really an issue because it's also like, I'd say the biggest talent I have.
Yeah.
Because I can focus, for example, on music.
Yeah.
On things I love. And then I can create really beautiful things. But I'm paying a price for it.
Yeah.
Because I forget everything else in that moment. I forget everything. And this is like the light I'm running to.
Yeah.
But this is also the reason why I have things right behind me I have to run from.
Yeah, of course.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the main thing about that song. That's my life.
And what can we expect from you on that stage in Malmo? What tea can you give? I know you can't give me a lot of stuff of what's going on stage and
yeah.
Your team behind you. What are you planning? What are you planning in Malmo?
I have one word for you, and this is fire.
That's all I want. I want fire absolutely everywhere. That's what I want. Yeah.
I bleed in love that.
I love him.
He just comes across so warm and lovely. And I think, what an interview, Lee. Oh,
thank you. Thank you. Where's me claps?
I'm getting emotional.
Where's that studio audience at Davad? That's what I don't know.
I'm not having those cheesy Gadia breakfast sound effects for you.
All right, then I'll let him know about it. But no, he was absolutely stunning. Absolutely love him. Cannot wait to see him bring that fire to that stage in Malmo in the semi-final, one of the semi-finals, and then the grand final as well. So good luck to Isaac. And of course, good luck to my German Duolingo.
Yeah. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
We have got 2 weeks to go today until semi-final one.
No. Mm-hmm. Already happening. Oh my God. That's getting a bit scary now, isn't it?
It is for the artists. I mean, it's such
not
a...
Not for us.
Yeah, I mean, we can just sit here and chat. That is super exciting as well for someone that just loves Eurovision.
2 weeks to go. Everybody's going to be sitting around their TV, around a projector somewhere, watching that first semi-final in Malmo, watching those 16 songs. Try and get through to the grand final. I feel like I am Grattan Norton saying that then. Sorry. Anyway, what can we expect next week, Lewis?
I'll tell you what we can expect.
All right, tell me. Go on.
Bloody amazing interview with the ever lovely Bambi Thug. That is definitely one not to miss. So also Natalia from Moldova. And this was a really nice surprise, actually. When we were at the London Eurovision party, speaking to a couple of people, we saw Luke Black from Serbia last year.
And he was so lovely. Had a good chat to him about his thoughts from Eurovision from last year, his thoughts and his advice to Teodora, which is actually a good friend of his, and then what is next for him.
Plus, we are going to be taking part in the final round of the Eurovision quiz. I would say we should just prepare for more failure.
I might just not turn up.
We might get more points for just not turning up. Dave will be like, 3 points!
But yes, that is all in next week's episode, so obviously get streaming, get following, and do not forget about it.
Right, I'm going to get all nerdy and get on Twitter and watch all the sneak peeks from the rehearsals, and I will see you next Tuesday.
Oh, I'll do it as well.
See you next Tuesday.
Excuse me. Not today.